The World Health Organization, WHO, believes reducing short-lived climate pollutants will result in long-lasting benefits for people and the planet. In addition to their negative toll on human health, they also play a role in global warming and affect weather systems and even agricultural production, thus threatening food security. Dr. Maria Neira is director of the WHO Department of Public Health, Environmental and Social Determinants of Health.
The good thing is that they only remain in the atmosphere briefly, is briefly compared with other climate pollutants, and therefore, when you address them, you can reduce emissions very rapidly and then improve both air quality as well as slowing the rate of the near-term climate change.
WHO has co-authored a report outlining strategies to address this concern. One recommendation is for cities to encourage cycling, walking, and use of public transportation as a means to cut down on diesel use. Here's WHO's Carlos Dora.
Another way of reducing diesel is just to implement better fuels coupled with filters. The difference between the filters option and better fuels option and the sustainable transportation system option is that a sustainable transportation system option will also reduce traffic injuries, noise, induce physical activity. So we have a number of what we call other co-benefits.
The meat industry can also contribute.
When you consider the systems of producing meat, which includes deforestation, lots of space for grazing, and the fact that the cows also produce methane in their bowels that end up in the atmosphere, means that a diet which reduces the use of meats, processed meats and red meats, and increases the use of vegetable products with an equivalent nutritional value, that would produce a benefit for health because you have less salt, less fat, you know, less of the contents in processed meats or in meats that lead to heart disease and strokes. If you don't need so much space for cattle, then you can have more space for forests, for reforestation, for things which are carbon sinks.
The recommendations are in line with new global development targets to substantially reduce the number of deaths and disease stemming from hazardous pollution in the air, water and soil. Noah Skovronik from Princeton University in the United States is the report's lead author.
There's something nice about the report in that it's purposefully broad. We didn't confine ourselves to single types of mitigation actions or to any single sectors, and therefore it really gives a good overview and it illustrates a vision for the different types of benefits that you could see by moving towards a low-emission world. Or as I like to say, a low-emission world is one that's much healthier, and it's cleaner, and it's quieter, and it's greener.
The report also calls for providing more efficient stoves to the nearly 3 billion people worldwide who use wood and dung to heat their homes and cook their meals. Not only would this protect their health, it would also reduce the time spent gathering fuel. Deanne Penn, United Nations.